Saturday I do a power shit, which is up at 9:30.
I'm such a princess! Nobody knows me!
Hi, my name's Jenny Lorber, and I can see your true color.
Have yourself a very shitty, pissy Christmas from Michael Bublé. Now it's time for Piss Ass Shit Toss, where we waffle with Larry Shitstain Peters.
What up?
And Cat Shut the Fuck Up Fox.
Yeah, whatever.
And me, Piss Stain Scenario 4000, Terry Minard. Now take it away, guys. Merry Christmas, or Merry Build Up. Can we say that?
Yes,
or do we have to wait
that
for Christmas Day?
No. Oh, I don't know. Merry Christmas Build Up!
Merry Christmas Build Up to one and all.
Bit weird.
It's been going on for ages, this build-up, hasn't it?
In it? It's ridiculous.
Oh my God, you've gone West Country.
In it? I don't even like it. I reject it.
I think Christmas started this January, didn't it? And then it kind of like got more and
it's
more.
It's an absolute piss take. And if anybody had any pride, they'd pull it in a bit. Because it's boring, isn't it? Starting this early. Especially when there's nothing you can do. Because you go, oh, I'll go and get a Christmas tree. And then you're like, well, then it would be a five, you know, it'll be like a long time. Because it started in November.
October, yeah. I would say, actually.
It's taking our
time. And then there was that whole Black Friday, you know, the big shopping event.
Hey, man! Black Friday!
Black Friday!
We don't really get Black Friday, do we? It's an American invention. None of us really cared, apart from all those people that went nuts over TVs. But, I mean, you can buy a 40-inch TV for like £120. So how cheap were those TVs for them people just falling over each other?
I would say online consumers really did get into the whole Black Friday thing.
Right.
Hold on a minute. You talk about TVs, though. I saw stuff online. People were fighting and struggling over toilet rolls.
What? Say what?
Black Friday. Get those 24-pack of toilet roll! My ass is real shitty. Don't clean up with 4-pack. Who's rushing out to get cheap toilet roll?
They were just all clambering, and then someone got pushed, and then they were like, that toilet roll's mine. And then they kind of lost it a bit, and then an old lady got pushed over, and then she wanted some toilet rolls, and it all just went.
I shit myself. I need a toilet roll.
That lady from your youth. Came back.
Oh, God.
To haunt you.
But Merry Christmas. The build-up is here. All the stuff. Normally there's something with Jonathan Ross hosting it, which should never have been commissioned. And you're halfway through watching it and you're going, what is this? Mm. And he's like, well, it's a very Merry Christmas, Christmas, very Merry. And you're like, what? And then somebody comes on from something that's really weak and goes, oh, what was your favourite thing about Christmas? And they go, Christmas. All right, brilliant. Thanks for joining us. Alan Carr normally does something semi-shambolic on four. Yeah.
Some random.
Oh, I don't know. Whatever. Happy Christmas. Bye.
There's lots of those TV shows where it's a countdown of worst Christmas TV moments and all that
stuff. And it's always like they get an actor in. Mm. I mean, they had, she's from Coronation Street, not Kimberly. She was in Hearsay.
Kim Walsh.
No, but it's Kim.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian.
She was talking about disco. And the thing on it was French discotheque, real disco. And she's talking about her dad picking her up from the disco. And I'm like, you an idiot.
Yeah.
La disco is not your dad waiting outside in his Morris Minor picking you up, embarrassing you all.
Come on.
Bloody disco.
I used to go to roller disco.
I did too.
I know, I thought I saw you there.
What's your name? Just goes around again. My name's Lolly.
She's just like that in her croc roller skates.
Yeah.
They would be dream roller skates, wouldn't they? Croc roller skates. Jesus. I'd love them.
Amazing. Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
What happens in your household?
Depends where I am. If I'm down here with Laurie Peters, I normally get up pretty late, hang around in my pyjamas, drinking Prosecco till I get half cut.
Just
till about lunchtime.
Just floods of tears.
When
I was young and I was down the Irish Centre, I was valued.
Goes and get your guitar. He's like, oh, bloody hell.
Jing, jingle, Michael, Mary, Donovan, potatoes.
Exactly. And then Laurie will force me to get dressed because he's normally making Christmas dinner.
And I don't want to get put on my mood.
Get dressed.
Yeah.
You're just completely naked with a Prosecco.
Yeah.
What's the big fucking deal? Don't try and box me in with you, like, how you think Christmas should be.
So if it's the two of us, it's very quiet, yeah. And it's lovely, lovely. And then if it's with Techno Mum in Leeds, I normally get the nephews round.
Why is your mum now Techno Mum?
She's always been hashtag Techno Mum. She was like the first mum that I knew to get an iPad, and that was it, basically. She was called that. And she's got an iPhone. Nephews round, they open their presents, and then they just go back on their, you know, PCs or iPads or whatever, and they're like, oh yeah, oh, nice job, yeah.
Merry Christmas, whatever.
And then we normally go and feed old people at a church.
Just bus stop.
Which is, I don't want anything, love.
I was just waiting for the 99.
Clothes on. Oh, fuck off.
Which is, sounds like a very noble thing to do, and it is, but now my mum is like early 70s, she's like becoming one of the old people, and yeah. I don't know.
She should
like chill out a bit and stuff like that. And then it's round to Michael and Brenda's for Baileys and stuff like that. So it's a bit more family when I'm up north. What about you, Terry? What do you do? What's your Christmas at Terry's?
Just go dogging, Donna. I like put a little line on down on the floor and I do a little bit of break dancing for all the doggers. That breaks it up. I go, what's this? It's more popping than anything else.
Bit of holly up my arse.
But I wake up. I'm not a big boozer though.
Mm.
You see? So when people start like drinking and that, I'm like, oh, that's a bit much.
Mm.
I like a shandy.
You'll be on the wine this year.
Yeah, this year I'll be like. And another thing, I fucking got it right,
I love you.
I don't love you, but you don't understand me. You need to. I'm a poet, I'm a lover.
Shit. And they go, what was that about? And you go, I don't know. I say, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
I do Christmas dinner, I cook. Ah. I've always cooked.
Are you a good... I'm so sorry, but this is news to me. I didn't realise you're a good cook.
I'm okay.
Right.
I'm not that good. I need to follow recipes because I always go, I'm a maverick. I can't be pinned down. And then I just make exactly the same shit because it's the only stuff I've got in the cupboards, really. But I can put it all together. It's a bit of a debacle, isn't it, getting it all to come in at the right time.
Mm.
But once you figure out that the chicken or whatever the meat comes out and it sits, you're winning anyway.
Mm. How many people do you have to do it for?
Oh, only ever one.
Just you and the cat?
Just me and the cat.
Oh, Terry.
Have yourself a pissy shitty buble on the side. Fuck shit in a pan. You're on your own. You'll be dead next Christmas. Oh, shit and piss on an open fire.
What about...
Big Teddy
shit. Piss steam nipping up your nose. Oh. Dirty tramps who've never washed in their life. Dirty Pismas to you.
I like that.
So do I. Bless him. Nice. I like Bublé. Let's not get it wrong.
Bublé.
I like him.
Ah, oh, fuck him.
What?
Laurie, you say this, but you're allowed to play hard. He'll just try and crack you. Laurie don't like me. I'll turn it around. I'll write him a song. From the top to the bottom, I'm shitting and pissing. And it's you that I'm missing, cause I'm shitting and pissing. Take it away, Eamon. Do, 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 do.
Brings in Mr. Blobby.
It works on both levels. Maybe Eamon was Mr. Blobby.
Really?
And they just whispered in his ear, Ruth's hasn't cooked the potatoes all the way through. And then they just put the head on it. Blobby, Blobby, Blobby! Blobby!
For Christmas, I just like roast chicken. I don't have turkey.
No.
Roast chicken, roast potatoes, gravy.
It's a bit American, the turkey, in the sense that we didn't really, you know. Yeah.
Maybe I should eat it one year, but I just don't.
It's just not a very nice bird.
It's a bit
no.
It's a bit jelly-ish. It's not as nice as chicken.
And then I just like...
But isn't the English imagination a bit low in the fact that a Christmas dinner is just a glorified Sunday roast?
Well, this is what I wanted to put to both of you, is that I know that we have Yorkshires with our Christmas dinner, which basically means it is a roast dinner. Do you have Yorkshires with your
Christmas?
Yeah. Always?
Yeah. It's just a Sunday roast with possibly more stuffing.
Yeah.
Sprouts?
Yeah, I do like sprouts.
I love sprouts.
Me too. I don't get what the big deal is. My brother, Brian, he used to have baked beans with him.
With his Christmas channel, dinner?
To try and channel out the... And I'm like, I just don't know.
Channel out the what? The farts?
The Brussels sprouts.
All right.
Not his farts.
I was going to say beans.
Happy Christmas, everybody!
It would be fun.
The old Brian, calm it down, will you? It's Christmas!
Beans and sprouts is definitely channeling farts.
It is, isn't it? And it causes that coma in the afternoon where most people go for a walk. I do like that. I never really went. And then my granddad sort of introduced me to the walk afterwards or the walk before or whatever. That's quite nice, isn't it? Yeah. But I do hate the way that...
My granddad didn't go anywhere.
Right, sit down, silence!
Go for a long walk.
We're off to the planet Membelline 5. Enjoy your Zeganog, Laurie.
What's a Zeganog, granddad? It's a multiplex complex carbohydrate.
Let's get out of his stories. He wrote load of stories. And
about, do you do a Christmas one?
He did a Christmas story in space.
Wow!
And it's fucking mental. I mean, he did one called he had one published called Espionage, Industrial Espionage.
A story.
Oh, right. So not very Christmassy, but you know. No.
Merry Christmas, everybody at Glaxo. It was a day before Christmas at Glaxo, and another drug company had paid someone to infiltrate the building, and he went in and he wrote down the chemical compounds that was used in their new Nurofen, and he, just at the last minute before he got out the door, they said, hang on 1 minute! And he got away, because that's all suspense and stuff. They always do that.
Last year we didn't even have Christmas dinner, we just had bits, didn't we? We had bits
from
all
the street,
day.
Just got some bits from the slug.
I found this foot in a field.
Oh yeah.
Get it down, yeah.
Laurie, you're very good at making sausage rolls. I hope we have some of those this Christmas.
Oh, things
in blankets.
Yeah. Couldn't be a vegetarian at Christmas time. Mind you,
I do like vegetables.
I do like the nut roast.
Do you?
I went round a friend's.
Rose Bush. City limits. Now these people on this place. Sit down.
Bush limits. Not Rose Bush.
No, not my bush. My bush is off limits. No. So do we duck in now or do we pull crackers?
That's what it is. Silla's around there still trying to work out the camera.
I don't know. It's on macro. So you can film close up, I think.
Cliffy, whatever. The roller skates are by the back door. I'm doing Christmas now, so...
Okay. Arnie's there, just about to cut the bird.
Cut it in half. Separate the chicken. Roast those potatoes. And give everybody Brussels!
Marco Bublé,
the bird. Just in the corner drinking.
Another shitty Christmas day. It's pissed all over my face.
Marco Pierre White lives up the road. I see him down the curry house. Like every time, well, not every time.
Every time you've been there, isn't it?
He's in the curry house, and you think, there's a Michelin star chef there.
Good sign of a good curry house, isn't it? If Marco Pio works.
I really liked him when he did Hell's Kitchen because he's not a prat like the other guy is.
Gordon's
an outright prat. Don't talk to people like that. I don't want to see it. It doesn't. You know, unless you're in the army, and then you're beasting people, so they just take orders anyway. The rest of the planet, being spoken to like that does not wash. He's just a dickhead.
They must get really nice food. I mean, do they cook Christmas dinner, though? I know Ramsbury does. Ramsbury
gets up.
I'm Gordon Ramsbury. And my Christmas morning consists of getting up, telling my wife she's shit, telling my kids they're shit, and looking at the produce that I'm going to deal with.
Okay, big boy.
Dad, what? Okay.
It's undercooked.
Let's see what we're going to do. It's fucking shit.
okay? If I was given that Yorkshire pudding, I'd fucking throw it out the window right now. Yeah? You got me a scarf last year. Shit.
I love you, Dad.
Shit!
Paul Hollywood, is he there, like, making his own Christmas baps?
Yeah, he's just down there and he's like, you know, when the Hollywood cooks, you know, it's amazing.
It must be bad being famous because, in some respects, like, I got a mate who was telling me the other day, and he's a bit famous. He says, I can't even go and wash my car. And I was like, why? He says, I look out the window and I'm looking at my car. And I say, it's fucking clean anyway. It's always clean. He goes, yeah, but I want to go out and clean it and touch it. And I'm like, right. And he goes, but I can't. And I'm like, why? And he goes, because every time I go out there, someone walks past with a dog, someone sees me, and they're like, oi, fucking it.
Why doesn't he just go to one of those drive thru?
Car spa.
He won't do it.
He won't go to a car spa.
As rich as he is, he'll do it himself. And then he says, oh, I have to put headphones on. I have to put big headphones on so it looks like I can't hear him.
You know who
okay.
that is.
Back to Christmas.
Yeah,
sorry.
Back to Christmas Day.
Spell humbug.
Who else is round the table?
Were we talking about people round the table?
Yeah.
I wasn't listening.
and again, why we've won the Laurie Award for podcasts every Friday.
Jamie Oliver's going to be there with his fucking...
Jamie Oliver's going to be there. He's going to be cooking something as well. And this is a great time to go out, get some old people...
Pucker them up,
like punch them in the stomach. Like a lot of them will have colostomy bags. You can squeeze that. That will come out of the nose.
Make it really gnarly.
Then he always shoves in like a song lyric. Then shakadima supplies, tease me, like move the dough, get that done. And to get the family around. The family can be there. Old people, young people are like old people. They're just equally as stupid. So that is a great thing to do. So put that in and all around the world tonight. He just does that all the time. Just mental thing. Just throws in weird stuff.
I like the way he calls boring food cool stuff like beets for beetroot. Stick your beets in the pan.
Stick your beets in the pan. Stick your tats in. No, not them tats.
Nut sacks.
What's that short for?
Nuts.
Oh, I see. Nutshot.
Yeah. If you've got any sacks, put some nuts in. Nut sacks in the beets.
Nut sacks. How many, like, my young girls all want nut sacks this Christmas?
Yeah, they love them in their mouth.
Dad, where's your nut sack?
Dangling over the fireplace, isn't it?
Yeah, but a cucumber.
Is Brian there? Is he, like, being all scientific?
Brian will be with Gary.
Oh, yeah.
This Christmas, just mashing his booze up for him and cutting it and just having a really nice time. And then they go down Yates because it has like 3-for-1.
I wonder how his show's getting on Sky. You know, that programme he's doing called Sky.
Yeah.
On Sky.
Yeah. He's doing well. Barbara Streisand with her husband.
Gorgeous.
She's just staring at him. Seriously.
She's Lenny like, Henry's obviously there. With Dawn French, just trying to make up and...
Listen, I've written a really good track.
No, darling, it's not good in the slightest. And we are divorced.
Yeah!
It's a Christmas track.
But I only do those adverts. Premiering, let her in, let it begin. Look around the town on me own, frown brown. Double bed, Fred, give her head. Gross.
Chris Eubank there in his truck full of toys.
Anybody for a toy? Very Merry Christmas. Hi, on the fifth day of Christmas, my true love said to me, please leave.
What about Morgan Freeman? I imagine his is epic.
Just like KFC burger and that. He's just like, he hates it.
Frozen.
Ain't going down there spending all money on shit. Eat up. Merry Christmas, motherfucker. Michael, sing a song.
Okay. Shit and piss and we and tits, my frilly bits. Hi! It's gone Jewish. Hi! My name's Michael Bublé, and I gotta tell ya, hoi, 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 hoi! Christmas is nothing without my pork roast tuck-tuck-fetter-ya. Get it down, ya. Anyway, that's enough shit and piss for one year. Well, Michael Bublé!
Yeah.
Maybe a Cagney and Lacey things on the TV. Christmas special.
What was her husband called?
Harvey.
Jumping through bins.
Harvey, I've been at work all day. I've been at work all day and you can put those screaming kids, Harvey. Harvey, don't bust my bubbles.
Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen, I love you.
What was that dumb one we made up? Shit Biscuit and Tango or something?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what that was.
We see, we do so much stuff we forget. I forget what we say, like, from week to week.
Yeah, me too. That's part of being old.
Is
it? I do miss the Christmas special when we were growing up. Minder used to have a real big Christmas special. Only Fools and Horses would have a great Christmas. I do think the Christmas specials are lost and we're wide open for them. I don't know why Gavin... I mean, I know he's gone off and become a bigger star, but I don't know why Gavin and Stacey, why those sort of things just don't come back and do a Christmas special.
Miranda,
I know you don't want to do it. But yeah, but it would have a market if Miranda
then,
did it.
But then isn't it like you got Only Fools and Horses last year where David Beckham turns up and does a fucking thing where he leans over and falls and it's just like...
Oh, well, I think that's like...
Is that Red Nose Day?
Yeah, that's Red Nose Day. But you're right, yeah, they can suffer from their own sort of success when they start wheeling in.
Well, I'm quite fortunate because Casualty normally does have a Christmas special. I will be looking forward to watching.
Quick, drain the man!
Drain his leg. It's full of fluid. Happy Christmas.
Just chip fat coming out of his arm.
Just about 5 gallons.
You're trying to chow down on some turkey.
What else? Top of the Pops was big growing up. Yeah, and they still do that for Christmas.
To go away. I come to your door. To see you again.
Goosebumps.
But where you are stood is an orky man instead.
Who the fuck is he?
Babe. I'm here again. Little Mark is here again. Oh, little Mark.
I've heard.
Little Mark.
That he.
Little Mark?
Yeah, little Mark that is in his house.
He shits in the bin.
He has got no walls.
I don't like walls.
Doesn't and he's always got the lights on.
Leave the light on, don't turn it off.
Yeah.
I just like it, leave it on, don't turn it off.
And he doesn't like shadows.
I don't like shadows, so I don't like Peter Pan. I don't like football stadiums because you got 4 shadows and that's deeply untrustable. But I've got to take this, it's Gary.
Alright, it's Gary. Gary, fucking boring. You see that clip of him talking about a maid's suit? And it was a great day and there was a phone call. It sounds like a thingy, doesn't it? But it was, and there was a phone call. It was the Queen and I got an OBE and a maid soup. And everyone's going,
absolutely amazing.
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Oh, no, I tell you what.
Oh, Roy,
that?
Yeah.
He was saying about right. He's got a lot of sweet corn and he's got sweet corn fields.
I've got a lot of sweet corn in my stools, actually. 96% of my stool is made of sweet corn. Yeah, we're lucky to have any shit in there, if I'm honest.
Yeah, Gary Barlow to his right, and he's like, we had some nice sweet corn around my house, didn't we? And Gary Barlow doesn't want to talk about it. He's embarrassed because he's trying to do an interview backstage. And Paul McCartney didn't give a shit. He's just saying, look, we had some good sweet corn at home.
Yeah, didn't we? Right. If I remember rightly, it was good, Roy, at the time.
It's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
It was funny.
That footage of McCartney not getting into a club with Beck, that blew my mind. I'm like, what's wrong with you? Who doesn't let Paul McCartney into a club? And then my mate was going, shut up. Paul McCartney's like, over. What are you talking about? And then I was going, you shut up. You've got to let Paul McCartney into a club. Fucking hell, it's a Beatle.
And who's...
Even though he's like 60 plus trying to get in a fucking club, which is a bit weird, isn't it?
But still, he's like allowed to do whatever he wants because he was a
Beatle. Fucking Paul McCartney, open the door, let us in.
Exactly.
Right. Silla, we can't get in.
Oh, fuck him off! Punch him in the tummy and fuck off!
Right, okay.
Who's that runs.
Woman? Who's that woman you were doing an impression of the other day? Go on. What's her name? Just tell me a name normally.
Yeah.
Then... Right then. Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper would be at the Christmas table. That's who'd be.
Hi, my name's Cyndi Lauper.
and I can see your true colors are shining through.
That sounds like Sting with that sort of slow.
You don't have a now.
I was driving the car back and Cyndi Lauper came on and I thought, I wonder what she talks like. Because she was on The Apprentice with Mr. Trump, wasn't she?
Yeah, I'm Cyndi Lauper. And I am a bit kooky and a bit crazy, but I'm really good at singing in a little voice. Little bit crazy. Guys, just don't want to have little fun.
All right.
Like Kermit the Frog's son.
Yeah, what was his name?
The little one.
Yeah.
In the middle of the stairs, you're not at the bottom, and you're, it's a bit like Laurie's song, and you're not at the top.
I think Laurie ripped it, didn't he?
I think he did.
Probably. Kermit the Frog, yeah!
So I know it's near Christmas, and like we're all buying Christmas presents, aren't we, Laurie?
Yeah.
I love Christmas shopping. In fact, I offer to do all your Christmas shopping for you, Laurie, and you, Terry, if you want, because I love it and I take it very seriously. And it's a job and I do it very, very well. I have lists, I do research, I have plans of where I need to go, I do most of it online. I love it.
I'm just going to send a card out with my tax return on it and go, thanks the tax man for pissing on your present. Listen, what is, I'm going to say, what's your go-to Christmas film? For me, growing up, it was Jason and the Argonauts. Jason and the Argonauts was always on Christmas Eve. It was so exciting to watch, and Ray Harryhausen still popped and looked bloody brilliant with the moving Hakim, the old geezer, you know, all that sort of stuff. And Bill Murray's Scrooge.
Absolutely.
What is a staple? What is something from your childhood? What do you want to watch this year? That you've seen it many times, it will be on before. Oh, Wizard of Oz. I forgot that. Adore Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. But it was a bit scary.
Hellraiser.
She was terrifying.
I'll get you, my pretty ass.
I mean, fuck it. I'll leave it out.
Flying monkeys.
Fly, my pretties. She was a bitch.
For me, it's got to be Home Alone.
All right, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, first one.
Okay. First one's the bestest, absolutely. And how amazing was Macaulay Culkin in that, you know, the character he played? Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah. He was from Uncle Buck as well.
Yeah.
He played brilliant. He was, and he still is. Yeah. He still is a good actor. It's just, you know, they sort of OD on them at that start. Laurie, was there any Christmas, like, staples, like, film-wise?
I like Star Trek.
That's Christmassy,
the
isn't
series
it?
Or the film?
Well, the films came on at Christmas. It's why I watched Star Trek.
I just always remember Shatner like being like shoehorned into a suit. Shatner was always spilling in the '80s. They were all as fat as hell. Why they just didn't give him more padded? You know, give him more. They were like, no, that's all right. I'll get in there. He's like, the whole movie you can see him going, hey, we'll get the Romulans in a minute. Oh Jesus!
He's like, fuck.
We'll transport there. We won't walk there. There's no need. Listen, computer. You do all that. I'll just stay here. Captain's log did fucking nothing. Got even fatter. Put a corset on. Apart from Leonard, who just stayed nice and trim, and Uhuru, who and the rest of them just got fatter and fatter, didn't they? That Russian guy never made any sense. Never made any sense.
No.
He was like that cat. Remember that Arthur Says or whatever? Thing he says, yeah.
What about the one where Hugh Grant was the Prime Minister and he got off with Martine McCutcheon? That was hilarious.
Yes, that's... And it causes... It's quite controversial because some people love it. And it's got Liam Neeson in it. Is that Liam Neeson and Emma Thompson?
Yes,
and
that's
she
right.
finds the ring.
Yeah,
I mean, there's some brilliant things in Richard Curtis's writing. It's just sometimes it can be a little bit saccharine.
Yeah,
and there's a mad bit in it where the boy flies out to America, and he just stops in a diner, and then two girls turn up and say, "Hey, come back to mine, and we're all gonna have sex." And you're
exactly.
What? Why that mechanic doesn't even work anywhere? Why did that even happen? It's very weird. Mm. But it has the boy in it, who's from Maze Runner and lots of other things now, who plays the drums, doesn't he, at the last minute. So that classic
stuff.
Oh,
is that Love Actually? Is Love Actually that
is Love Actually, isn't it? Where the Prime Minister falls in love.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
Yeah.
But they all kind of like mash into one, don't they?
Bits of it are bloody fantastic. There's just an odd bit that's like, what?
Yeah.
Weird.
And like, I'm sure that American people watch it and go, your Prime Minister is lovely.
Yeah. You Ingle-Ayash people, you have a great Prime Minister. So great. All under one roof.
Is he related to the Queen?
I had to do, I had to redub Grant's voice, Hugh Grant, is it, for the American comic relief.
Ah.
And I spent 6 hours doing it. Because I had to match word for word what he said.
Oh, is that a ball ache?
Yeah, and I had to do it in a Mexican accent. And I said, are you sure? And I was told, I probably shouldn't put this in, I was told, oh, Americans are more, they're more open to it. But yeah, I did 6 hours, went in there 2 days in a row. Because what he does, he says, I bloody, you know, this Christmas, things are bloody. And even that, I had to write all that out. Bloody, it's crazy. And I just did it like that. And then I did a Chinese voice for it. And they went, oh, my God, that's the most racist thing we've ever heard. And they got someone else to come in and do it. And he was bonkers, just as much bonkers racist as mine was. Oh! Chibitaka. Oh,
hello?
Hi, Ray.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, I was totally wrong, wasn't I? I'm on a little bit of a break. They have a shutdown round about the Christmas area because Trump's not in until July. I've managed to get home.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm on the recliner. I've got the TV. I've got Flog It blaring away. Can you hear Princess Two out there? She is very happy to see me back. I mean, I don't go anywhere near her. Fuck that. But she's very happy up against the patio doors, fucking them up, ripping the weed liner up, but I don't really care about that. The boy's here. I let him open one present. Just to sort of keep him, on the go, as it were. It's just a cheap plastic shit that will end up in the landfill. I mean, I do worry about all the shit they try and sell us, don't you? I mean, I think really you should just go to a long shot of a landfill. You know, at the end of Argos. This is all, you know, Argos, get this shit. And then you just cut to like landfill. Some like thing with no tyres on, just chewing it up. Yeah, some bloke like, oh, fucking hell, stinks. But yeah, God, blimey, then I'll shove it down our throats. But of course, am I not a health guru?
Mm.
And I'd like to just say, everybody take note. I understand that the media are a bunch of twats, right? Because they're going to do this thing. We spoke about it the other day, didn't we, Kat? Where they're going to go like, January the 1st, you fat bastards. Here's a jogging machine. Get on it. All that crap. After they fucking plough all that shit down your throat. So don't listen to it. Don't take it all in and have a lovely Christmas. What are you going to have for your Christmas din-dins then?
I'll stop you there.
Oh, can you hear that?
Yeah,
it's a very slow fart coming out. Oh, one of my nodes is just flared up, if I'm right. Anyway, carry on, go on.
Traditional dinner, I reckon.
Yeah.
Chicken, sprouts.
Right.
Stuffing.
Yeah.
Mash, roast.
Good one.
Pigs in blankets.
Right.
Carrots.
Right.
I want everything.
Now, what I want to talk to you about is because, you know, I'm back here, so I'm banging the bird with the one hairy arm, and I, so, and she was saying to me, oh, no, it wasn't St. Terry, because that would be weird. She was saying, well, what do you want for pudding? And I'm like, well, I normally have a Christmas pudding. Now, I didn't realise what a load of shit all that all causes, because some people are like, Christmas pudding, vom. Where are you on the fence when it comes to the Christmas pudding?
I won't touch it, Ray.
What?
It's horrible.
Fucking hell, it's as English as fucking lasagna, innit? I mean, fuck me, there's nothing wrong with it. Get it down, ya.
It tastes of, I don't know, washing up liquid.
No, it don't. It tastes of spiced fruits from all over the world, dipped in rum. Marinated. Oh, lovely.
I'd rather some cheesecake, to be honest.
Brandy sauce, pouring it over it, custard. Get it all hot and then get it next to some ice cream all melted. Oh, I do some handsome shits around about the Christmas time, you know what I mean? I mean, luckily, I bought, with all the money I got off the CIA, I bought myself one of them Japanese toilets that sort of sprays mists, whatever you want. And I've got an iPad as well. I just get in there around about 4:30 up to 6:30, have a right good old shit, and then back out for round two. Clean as a whistle, yeah?
So tell me about your day then. I know what you do after lunch and you have your big shit.
Yeah.
And then you eat again. But like, are you, do you get up early? Do you do, what do you do on Christmas
morning? Well, I sleep in my recliner. I mean, I don't go to bed. I've not gone to bed for years. And of course, the mobility scooter has a bed option. I don't know if you know, it folds out into a queen-size bed. And so I get a nice sleep on that. I sleep until about 11:30 and then I get up and I make a full English. Fucking do one where you're like clotted blood, the lot, all on there, onion rings, chips, white breads, a whole loaf of white bread stacked up. Get that with some Philadelphia all in it. Get that down, yeah? And then straight on, don't fuck around, get the chicken in the oven, get the, everybody. I don't do my own roasts, I go for Aunt Bessie. Which are a wonderful company if they're looking for any sponsorships, as we were not there, with 12 million people hitting up Celebrity. Anyway, and then I move straight on to the main meal. I don't stop eating, right? Because if you stop, it's for wimps. You've got to keep going. So I power on through. I don't do any of the health shit round about the Christmas thing. That's not what I'm about. I'm about just fucking stuffing it in. And then the whole day, I'm doing those awful matchstick things.
Yeah.
Quality Street, Roses, cheesy, what's it, all spread out, you know. And then I just keep going up until the night time. And then the next day, I do a power shit, which is up at 9:30. Don't wash, don't shower, no need, because you're going to get filthy. And I go in for a sheer power shit. That's 20 minutes of raw, unadulterated shit. My neighbours rung the sound police, said to me, I sound like a foghorn just going off. It's horrendous, you know, like a left kettle. Whee! All out of the system, and then back round again for exactly the same Boxing Day, which is all cold meats, stuff like that.
And do you have to wear, like, special dress for these 2 days or anything?
Special dress? What do you mean?
Like, do you wear, like, special trousers that are big or anything?
Oh, well, I'm always in elasticated bottoms. There's no other way to be in modern-day society. As soon as they invented Velcro, the buttons and zip was fucking useless, you know. So I'm always free to go at any moment. But listen, I'm going to stop you there, because as much as I'm very much enjoying this, it's a build-up to Christmas. It's a flog-it special. There's a reserve on this item. It's a 16th century chaise longue, believe it or not. There's a reserve of it, 50 fucking quid. He's dreaming, isn't he? So I want to see where this goes, and I've got it on pause, so I'm going to go. Can I just say, just in case I don't see everybody, can have a fucking wonderful Christmas, you mugs. Yeah? Take care of yourself, and do yourself a favour. Either you put in whatever you want there. It's like, you know, when you get New Year's resolution, you just add that on. Do yourself a favour, lose weight. Do yourself a favour, stop being a cunt. Lose yourself a favour. Do yourself a favour, do one. I've got to go. Lots of love. See you later.
Bye, Ray.
Thank whatever. You. Merry Christmas, you cunt.
My one thing I do hate about Christmas is when people pack it down too early. Now, I know that it's important to have a build-up, but my friend's friend, she sort of lives in the house, looks after it. She packs everything, Boxing Day night, it's all gone.
That's just miserable.
I know, it's a fucking miserable. It's like 12 days of Christmas, you arseholes. This is the Christmas, it's the holidays, it's the period over.
Does she put it up early or something? Or?
I don't know, but it's mental.
Mm.
But people have very strict rules about, what goes up a week before Christmas, the Christmas tree. I'd never put that up. How long does your Christmas last?
Oh, 6th of January, it all goes down.
Because let's face it, our sort of industry just sort of pisses off. It's very important.
Because
we celebrate nothing in this country. And in many other countries, pancake like Mardi Gras, he keeps trying to get fucking pancake day. But yeah, I mean, like, what do? Pancake day, you go down and you buy that sip stuff or whatever, that awful juice. And then you go, are you having pancakes or what? And you go on then. And then you eat them and you all feel a bit sick because you haven't really got many toppings in or anything.
Well, if you get the ready-made ones from Waitrose, they're like,
oh, Waitrose.
Yeah, the ones Waitrose is always putting the top trump out, isn't it? It's always getting the card out and going,
Death Star, metric weight, 50 billion tons.
So you just scoop up the rest of the top trumps.
Other days. Easter.
But we don't celebrate much. A lot of other countries do Mardi Gras and stuff like that, where they spend all year making their costume. There has to be a greater sense of something, you know, and a lot of other places have about 3 or 4 festivals. I really think we need to hit Christmas as much as we can, because we've bastardised it into something, a Christmas Coca-Cola-y type thing anyway, so we might as well just keep going. I mean, you don't have to be religious to celebrate Christmas, do you?
No, you don't. But I do, as someone who was brought
up... someone who was strictly brought up inside of the faith. And I've written a song about it. Fucking heathens. From the top to the bottom, they fucking take from our society.
Potato. Like, I don't get why people... Well, I do know why people like Christmas, because it's nice food. You give presents, take presents, and you get pissed. But it is all about this kid being born in a stable who ended up being, like, this big holy person.
Yes, but it's not true, and the calendars say that Jesus was born, like, way before. It's the wrong out because it doesn't adhere to our calendar. It's rubbish.
You tell all the Christians that.
Well, I will do.
They're not going to be happy.
I should be the next Pope.
They're too pissed at Christmas.
What are you saying about potatoes and fucking... I'll teach him a thing or two. Cat, go get your guitar. I'll put my big teeth in. We'll fucking nail this.
Christmas is a such a lovely time of year. I do really enjoy it.
Yeah, but you could be like Sikh or whatever. You've got to sort of adhere to it because things are going to power down around Christmas. Your TV's going to be full of Christmas anyway. You can't quite get out of it.
No, but...
And if you're asking me to expect that Santa Claus turned up and came down my chimney, there's nothing remotely... We've ironed Jesus out a long time ago. Are you going to tell me something else here?
Well, I'd say that there's lots of families, good Irish Catholic
up and
families,
down the country,
and in other countries that still, and English people, you know,
South America is huge.
Indonesia, Malaysia, you know, they're all over the place. They still absolutely believe in the whole thing.
Yes.
So I think Christmas is wonderful, whether you do it because you believe in Jesus or whether you just think it's a good excuse to get together, I guess. That's the
important
thing.
But that's what I mean. If you're from
now,
another faith, you've got no way of getting out of British Christmas. Because the TV's loaded. Christmas is loaded. Advertising is loaded. That day itself, what would you do?
You could watch a special channel. Maybe. I don't
know. Hello, welcome to QVC. With Tony Blackburn, they're going to sell this wonderful record player. I've had it for 3 years. It's shit.
I might get a record player this year, mightn't I?
Is that what you want Santa to get you?
I wouldn't mind one, yeah. But I'm scared you'll get me a shit one.
But you want stuff that... You see, Terry, be careful when you go out with people. And I'm sure you've got experience.
Be careful when you go out with me, Terry.
I've got to treat him like a princess.
Because...
Yeah, that's shit. That's not good of me.
Well, it's the other way around, as in I have quite low expectations for Christmas presents. When I was growing up, my mum would buy me a deodorant or a pair of pants or something, and that was
for
good.
For God's sake, put a pair of pants on. Yeah. It'd be the first time this year those fuckers stay on.
Fine. Laurie says she's always trying to get you dressed, so here's a pair of pants.
And then I started going out with Laurie, and then he'd buy me really
pants
expensive...
Pants were constantly gone.
He'd buy me really expensive presents, and I'd be like, oh, this is lovely. And then I'd buy him pants or a keyring, and then he'd get really huffy.
Yeah.
Because he wants fucking expensive gifts.
Right, okay. Well... No, I want someone to know that who I am and like what I like.
I'm such a princess.
and what I like.
Nobody knows me. Same with his fucking red wine at Christmas. Nobody fucking knows me. Look at this shitty deodorant cat.
Honestly, I remember once she said, "Right, I'm going to go and see my mum this Christmas," and I went, "Bye." right? And then at Christmas, she opened her presents and they were like really well thought out. They were like autographs.
Something from, she'd said, yeah.
They were autographs from like Christoph Christofferson, you know, a Fox t-shirt, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I opened mine. She had a Mini, right? And I had a Volvo or something. She gave me for Christmas a Mini keyring. With a little Mini car on it and stuff like that.
That was quite cute. Just,
yeah, but hang on, you've got the Mini.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's this got to say about me? She probably got it free with a fucking car, right? I'm like, what the fuck?
I got a Volvo!
You were in a huff for days.
A load of other shit like deodorant and stuff, socks. Yeah, socks and a fucking Mini key ring. I mean, what?
So you, so no, the
I'm
thing
not
is,
pure here's
the keyring of my car. Yeah, you'll always remember me.
Yeah, I'm not after pure riches and like, you know what I mean.
He's after pure riches. Like one of the three wise men.
He's after a Volvo keyring.
So I have started to spend more and more money on you, and
it's
got you like
money.
Posh slippers and stuff.
Don't drive a Mini.
But then I asked him this year what he wanted for Christmas, and you said, "Oh, can we set each other a budget this year of how much we're going to spend on each other?" And I was like, "All right,
fill this form out."
Yeah, how much?
this NDA, non-disclosure.
I was
so
like,
you can't talk about it. On
it's
this
a PDF.
Show.
You'll have to download it. But
how much are you thinking? He was like, I don't know, something like £300, and I was like, what? £300? No one.
How many?
Does anyone?
Mini key rings? Is that?
I know.
Is that 300? Is that normal?
What do you mean?
I think that's a lot of money.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm not gonna.
Well, who knows?
This.
Who knows what a lot of money is? Hey.
And on that note,
what does that even mean?
This Christmas.
Christmas. What is money? Happy Christmas.
What about Band-Aid? That music in Christmas time. You hear that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's Christmas time. And something, we're going to regurgitate this.
But what I don't like at Christmas is that song by that bloke with the weird air. It just repeats.
Oh,
Slade.
No, the bit is Roy Wood, isn't it? And why don't you have a Merry Christmas? He's got the beard that's dyed.
No, I wasn't thinking of that one.
Oh, God.
But, yeah.
Do you mean
weird
Slade?
Hair.
I mean what I fucking said, Slade.
And right. It is Merry Christmas.
Hey, weird hair, that's great hair. Oh, you mean the bass player with the bowl hair player. Right, okay.
No, Slade.
The guy with the curly hair.
Yeah, but that is Slade. But Noddy didn't have crazy hair.
Oh, right, okay. Well, that song then.
I fucking love that. It's one of the best ones.
It just goes on and on.
It's Christmas.
Are you hanging on? Are you stalking on?
I mean, the amount of money that guy's paid each year is mental.
Oh, I can't have anything said about Slade. They were amazing. They were truly magnificent.
It's just going to be on repeat for the rest of your life, though.
Okay. Yeah, but they never set out to do that.
No.
I didn't like that weird one that was supposed to sound like Elvis. It'll be lonely this Christmas. And I'm like, God, that's miserable.
So, Terry, what is your go-to Christmas song?
Oh, wish it was at home for Christmas.
Do, 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 do,
I loved it.
Do, do, do.
I have had to fight almost every night. Na, 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 na. But yeah, but I remember it. I was around my nan's prefab.
Aww.
We'd been to crappy Biggleswade. She always took us to Biggleswade. I've no idea why. God love her to bits. She's a Yorkshire girl. And I remember that coming off the Grandad on CFAX. I can get your jokes on this, kid.
Oh.
And I remember that. Ba, 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 ba. Yeah, and it is. I think all Christmas songs are a little bit macabre, aren't they?
This is happy. We're talking about war and we might die.
But the thing
today
is, they've not been able to re-emulate it, have they? Because there is no other Christmas song up until the 80s. They stopped being written. And like the most, if you ever listen to a compilation, all the 90s stuff is just regurgitation of 60s stuff of Mariah Carey singing an old 50s song.
Mm.
And then I remember that band used to sing very high. I believe in a thing called love.
Yeah, Darkness.
The Darkness. They had a Christmas
theirs
one.
Theirs was good.
And that was the last Christmas tune that was ever really written. Name anything that is...
Christmas is the place that...
Laurie's new song, It's Christmas Is the Place, up 91 places off his wonderful album From the Bottom to the Top. And we've got him in the studio, my darling. Do you like Laurie Peters?
No, I don't really know.
All right then, my darling, you just stay close. I'm going to cut them in. Just put this there. Okay, it's Laurie Peters. Top of the Pops.
Greetings, third world fuck-ups, it's me, Donald Trump, the third, or the fourth, or whatever W you want to be. I'm currently at a builder's merchant looking for some trestling. I don't know about you people, but I just love to come down here and hang out with the orphal people, or as I like to call them, everydayers. But with no further ado, let's get on with my story, Cincinnati Street. My 38th week in solitary confinement, and I was a fine figure of a man. I'd started taking 3 press-ups with my morning gruel, and I was starting to look amazing. Changes were happening all over me. I'd managed to smuggle a biro in from the last time I was in Darren's office, and I'd started to don myself with an intricate maze of tattoos all over my body. I got pretty bored, and most of them were stick people, but in my mind, I looked amazing. And on the 49th day, I was set free and back in the prison. It was canteen time, which I think is lunchtime, and I walked out amongst... I was pale, not looking as beautifully orange as I normally did, but I looked amazing. And as I walked along the canteen, I just started grabbing everybody's trays and just nonchalantly pushing them off. Loads of people were shouting at me, "You motherfucker, all this jail jive that I knew so well. Shut up!" And I went and sat down on a special little table with a special seat. I think it was Darren's place. I don't know why he would eat with the prisoners, but for some reason... he did. And I was back on top.
"Hey, Trump, mind if I sit with you?"
"I don't care. It's kind of a free country. Not really, probably, whatever."
"What? I don't really..."
"Nothing. It's just..."
"What?
No. You gonna eat that?"
"I just sat down, man. What do you mean I'm gonna eat that?"
"I don't know."
"Listen, Trump.
Okay.
I got a proposal for you."
"Go ahead."
"How about we run some new kind of drug I can get in this prison? Demio 4000.
"What? I'm gonna write that down because I probably won't remember that. Demio what?
4000. Okay. It's a D and then it's an O with a... It's for people around here.
Oh, okay.
Exclusively.
Oh,
man, it's crazy. Listen.
Cool.
I'm gonna give you this one tab. Oh. You try it out tonight and you tell me what you think."
"Okay, will do. But listen, Boobecker.
Yeah?
Go fuck yourself."
"What? Oh, man.
You can leave now."
"I just said that. Oh, God damn it, man. What the... Trump, you a fucker."
I went back to my cell that night, and after lockup, I grabbed my Demio 4000, and I popped it straight on my tongue. It was going to be a long night, but I was ready for it. If I could run this shit in prison, I could possibly run it outside. I could become a million, billion, trillionaire. Ah! So I just sat on my top bunk, because I had a whole cell to my own. I did a little fart. And then I started to come up so hard, it wasn't true. It was amazing. Colors were so vivid. Silver light shimmering amongst the cells around and about my eyes. And suddenly I was transformed from my cell. And I was traveling in a huge, big, clear ball, running along the floor, and everything was gigantic. And then all of a sudden, I was surrounded by sawdust. And then I saw a load of straw. And in the corner, there it was, the most beautiful, majestic hamster I'd ever seen. Its beautiful muscle definition, its back legs defined like an equestrian. So amazing was this hamster, and in its cheeks, a wealth, an abundance, a cornucopia of shitty nuts that it had all chewed up and kept it back.
and I tried to speak to it. Hello! My name's Tram. Are you the most beautiful hamster I've ever seen?
Yes, Trump. It is I, Shitloop.
Shitloop?
The greatest majestic hamster of all time ever.
Wow.
You must revenge the death of your hamster, Trump.
Yes.
And you must go forth and become the most brilliant man that has ever walked this earth.
Naturally.
But first, you must escape your shackles.
God damn it, that's a good idea.
But first, Trump, do not be in a hurry to leave my majestic side.
No, it's amazing, man.
Why don't you lie with my beautiful daughter, Junk Hump?
Junk Hump? Okay, no worries. I slammed the ever-living shit out of her. You have to remember, she was so fucking beautiful, my mind was blown. As then I finished within 2 seconds... I came out of my drug stupor, and I swirled back to the cell just in time for morning. Before breakfast, I went out to the yard to do my morning exercise. I went up to the Hispanics and the blacks, and I cracked an incredibly funny joke, and they all really laughed. These guys loved me! Fiction. So I decided to go in the bars and start working out. Unfortunately, due to a condition I had since I was about 4, every time I do a bench press, I tend to fart. Everyone was like, gross. And then Brubecca came over. What do you want, Brubecca?
You like the drugs?
Yep, sure do.
You think you can run them?
Yeah, but listen, you can have 2%. I'll have everything.
Aw, man, come on.
Done deal.
Okay.
Knew you would.
But listen, I want one thing.
What?
I want a slush puppy.
No can do. Not the blue ones. Fucking love the blue
one. The red one. Don't like the blue one.
You don't like the blue one? What is wrong with you?
I don't like the blue ones. They're too heavy.
Okay.
Not refreshing enough.
Come to me tomorrow. I'll make a few calls.
Okay.
See what I can do. And Brubecca?
What? Huh?
You're a turd burger.
Oh, man.
He went off, looking back at me like a child who's been told off. And I knew then I was going to be the most amazing guy ever. Tune in next week to find out what happens in my exciting new book, Cincinnati Street. Until then, I'll see you later, you fuck-ups.
Ooh, Trump's our man. Ooh, Trump's our man. Ooh, Trump's our man. Ooh, Trump's our man.
Please, because we're in the build-up now, aren't we? So please textualise in anything to us on social media that is about your Christmas. On the Facebooks, why not... Facebooks? On Facebook, why not send us your go-to Christmas films? Because it's probably things you're thinking now as you drive along on the train or whatever you're doing. You're thinking, blimey, I used to like that movie. I can't think of any other Christmas movies that I used to do, but please let us know.
Yes. Yeah, and let us know your favourite Christmas song. Mine is definitely Kirsty MacColl and the Pogues, Fairy Tale in New York. That is Christmas. That's a bottle of Bailey's in a song. It's amazing. But yeah, tell
they
us what yours.
They got cars big as bars.
They got rivers of gold. And the Bernardo
Bordeaux. It's no place for the old.
Maybe we should put a Spotify, a When We Waffle Spotify playlist.
Mixtape. Yes.
Should we do that?
Yes.
And put it up on Facebook for people to listen to at Christmas.
Yeah. So would you like that, guys? Yeah. Let's do that.
No.
But yeah, people.
I can't be asked.
Fucking turn this off. We are at the end, aren't we? Are we doing Cats People this week? We've got no one to thank.
No.
Only because we do it so much anyway. Listen, I know I say it all the time, Cat, Laurie, but this Christmas. And you get it, like, people who are fans of my work, people who are fans of Cad, people who are fans of Laurie, you're people we'd probably like to hang about with and be, like, socialisation with, because you're nice people. All those people that like us, have a wonderful Christmas from me, Cliff, and Scylla.
Fuck up!
No, don't be like that. And listen, take care of yourselves. We're not going to be here forever. So look at the ones you love
and love them this Christmas. And this is me, Cliffy Bob Richard, singing out Laurie's brand new song from the top to the bottom. And let's wish them all a happy Christmas, guys.
Happy Christmas,
happy Christmas,
everybody.
Have a good one.
From the top to the bottom, to the round, to the shack, to the top, to the middle, and you can't look back. If you're there on a Friday, you'll be there on a Thursday. Merry Christmas, we love you all day. Yeah!